أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله آل الله من الآن إلى لقاء يوم رحمة الله. أما بعد، فقال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. صدق الله العلي العظيم. Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The subject of my lecture is about reconciliation. It is also a very important subject that I will try to talk about this subject according to the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. In other words, I would like to talk about making peace in the social seerah of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. How was making peace in the social seerah of the Prophet, peace be upon him? And what is the importance of this subject? Actually, first of all, I would like to give you a short introduction, and then I will bring some verses from the Holy Quran, and I will talk about the importance of this subject through the Holy Quran, and then I will tell you and I will bring some narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, about the reconciliation. In the end, I will bring some examples through the life of the Prophet and also the advices of the Holy Prophet about the making the peace. In introduction, I would like to talk about this matter that actually, if we look in Islam, we can find that the fixed role in Islam is this, that the people should live in security and they should live in peace. Peace is the foundation and the base in Islam, but it is exceptional that sometimes maybe there will create a condition that the people will fight among each other, and there will be war, and there will be dispute among the people. But it is exceptional. The real thing is this, that the people should live together friendly. As you understood it, let me refer to this matter also, that all the society, all the people, all the mankind, according to the Islam, they can be like a body. It means that if a part of this body be hurt, be harmed, then the rest of the body also will not live in calm, and they also will be harmed. They also will be hurt. So it means that the people should live together, and the people should live in peace, and the people should live friendly, till they should even feel the pain of the others, as they are like one body. They are like one soul. So it is the second thing. Now, I would like to give you some verses of the Holy Quran, and I will talk about this matter, that reconciliation and making peace, it has a very high position in Holy Quran, and it is very important, and there are many verses of the Holy Quran which talk about this matter. Now, I will say and I will be reading for you some verses from the Holy Quran about the reconciliation. This verse is very famous, which came in Surah Hujarat, and Almighty Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. What does this ayah say and what does it mean? Almighty Allah says that the believers are like brothers. They are like brothers. Therefore, make peace between them when the dispute between them created. If any war, any fighting, any quarrel occur between your brothers, then it is your duty that you should make peace between them. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ Because they are your brothers. So whenever, if a quarrel, if a dispute, if a fight occur between your brothers, it is your duty that you should try to bring the peace. You should try to bring the reconciliation. And it is the saying of the Almighty Allah, and Almighty Allah says that it is a kind of taqwa, and it is your duty, and you should be careful of your duty to Allah, that mercy may be had on you. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ Almighty Allah will bestow His mercy upon you because you have done this great work and you tried to bring the peace between your brothers. The second verse of the Holy Quran, which come in Surah Nisa, Almighty Allah says, لَا خَيْرَ فِي كَثِيرٍ مِّن نَجْوَاهُمْ إِلَّا مَنْ أَمَرَ بِصَدَقَةٍ أَوْ مَعْرُوفٍ أَوْ إِصْلَاحٍ What does this verse say? Almighty Allah says, There is no good in most of their sacred councils, except in his who enjoins charity, or goodness, or reconciliations between people. It means that whenever you say some secret things with the other people, there is no goodness that the people are sitting here in assembly, you with some of your friend or some of your brothers, you are murmuring, you are saying some secret things with him. It is not good habit, but if you are doing this, it will be good. If it is saying and enjoining and ordering that person that you should do the charity, or you should perform your obligatory, or you should try to understand him that he should come to the peace, in that saying, that murmuring of you is about bringing the peace, then it is no doubt, and it does not have any sin, it does not have any difficulties. It means that it is good if you are saying this. The third ayah, which there is again important, is this, that if we look deeply in the Holy Quran, we can find many verses that these verses order the people that you should try to make peace. And there are some examples of peace in the Holy Quran. Now I'll bring for you some examples through the Holy Quran in different aspects of life that the Almighty Allah in the Holy Quran order the people that you should try to make peace. And of course, one of these pieces, a peace between Muslims and non-Muslims. It means that if there are fighting, if there are war, and if non-Muslims come and they decline and they like to bring peace, then you should do the same. And it is a good thing. Almighty Allah says, وَإِنْ جَنَحُوا لِلسِّلْمِ فَاجْنَحْ لَهَا وَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَإِنْ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَخْدَعُوكَ فَإِنَّ حَسْبَكَ اللَّهُ هُوَ الَّذِي أَيَّدَكَ بِنَصْرِهِ وَبِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ What does it mean? This verse came in the Surah of Anfal. Almighty Allah says, if thee, I mean the enemy of the Islam, I mean that the un-Muslims, if they incline to peace, then incline to it. You should also incline to the peace. And trust in Allah, surely He is the hearing, and he is the knowing, and he is enough for you. So it means that if someone who is your enemy, they are un-Muslims, they are pagans, if they decline to the peace, then it is your duty that you should do the same. So again, from this verse, we can understand that there can be peace between Muslims and un-Muslims. The second thing is this, that Almighty Allah says, if a quarrel, if a dispute create among the husband and wife, then it is your duty that you should try to bring the peace. Almighty Allah says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنِهِمَا فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا خَبِيرًا. This verse comes in the Surah of Nisa. Almighty Allah says, and if you fear a breach between the two, it means that if there is a breach, there is a dispute, there is a quarrel between husband and wife, and then if this dispute creates a gap between the husband and wife, then appoint a judge from his people and also a judge from her people till they should come together, and they both should try to bring the agreement. If they could it, then it is okay. They will continue their life. إِنْ يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَهُمَا إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. They both desire agreement. Allah will effect harmony among them. Allah will bring peace among them. And it is a very good habit. Another example from the Holy Quran is a peace between two groups of the Muslims. If two believers, groups of the believers, parties of the believer, they are fighting to each other, then it is your duty that you should try to bring peace between these two parties of the Muslims. Almighty Allah says, in this ayah also come, in the Surah Hujarat, Almighty Allah says, وَإِن طَائِفَتَانِ مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ اقْتَتَلُوا فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. If two parties of the believers, they try to fight with each other, then make peace between them. It is your duty. فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَهُمَا. فَإِنْ بَعَثَ إِحْدَاهُمَا عَلَى الْأُخْرَى فَقَاتِلُوا الَّتِي تَبْغِي حَتَّى تَفِيَ إِلَىٰ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Almighty Allah says, but if one of them acts wrongfully, fight that until return to Allah's command. Maybe one of these two parties, they try to continue their fighting wrongfully. If they do that, then you should fight with them till they should return and they should accept the command of Almighty Allah and they should live in peace. Now, as we understood the importance of this subject through the Holy Quran, let me give you two narrations and hadiths from the Holy Prophet about this matter. Our Prophet said, اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. It means that you should do your duty and you should be careful about Almighty Allah. You should try to do taqwa. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And you should bring the peace among yourself. It means that if there are some dispute among you, it is your duty that you should finish this quarrel and this war and this fighting. وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. And there is another narrations from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, أَلَا أُخْبِرَكُمْ بِأَفْضَلَ مِنْ دَرَجَةِ السِّيَامِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. O people, Do you want that I should inform you from the thing which is very important, and that thing is very important, and that is better? Do you want that I should refer to that matter? ألا أخبركم بأفضل من درجة الصيام والصلاة والصدقة. In this thing which I am going to talk about, that matter is better than the degree of keeping fast, than the degree of offering the prayer, and then the degree of giving the charity. Then maybe the companions and the followers said that, yes, we want to know it. Then our Prophet said, that is salahu dhatil bain. That is this, that you should make peace among yourselves. And you should try to make reconciliations. You should live together friendly. That is the thing which is better than the offering the prayer and keeping the fast and giving the charity. Now, I would like to give you some examples through the life of the Holy Prophet about this matter. That our Prophet, through his life, he was trying to make peace and to bring peace and to bring the reconciliations. One of the examples is this, that our Prophet did peace with Bani Zamira and Bani Mudlaj. This reconciliation was in the second year of Hijrah, that there were some disputes among these peoples, and they were unbelievers, they were pagans. Our Prophet said that let's live together friendly, let's have peace and live with peace. And our Prophet have done that. So this reconciliation had many benefits for the Islam and for the Muslim people. So they could live and they could continue their life together friendly with peace and with reconciliations. So it means and it shows that these making peace and reconciliation is very important in the life of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that he has done that through his life. And the second example, which is very important, that is the reconciliation of Hudaybiyah. And it is very famous in the history of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, that in the 6th of Hijrah, our Prophet, with some of others, that the number of these Muslim people were almost 1,400 people, they tried to leave the Medina, and they wanted to enter the Mecca for pilgrimage, for ziyarat, for hajj. So they came, when they came and they reached in Hudaybiyah, which was near the Mecca, then the Quraysh, they became afraid and they wanted to not allow the Prophet and the Muslims to enter in the Mecca. So that's why they come and they talk together. In the end, our Prophet, peace be upon him, he accepted many of things that the Quraysh said, and also Quraysh accepted many of the things which our Prophet, peace be upon him, said. And it is very famous that our Prophet has written that reconciliation, and the head of that reconciliation was written, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, but the Quraysh did not accept it. And they said, not write Rasulullah, I will write Muhammad ibn Abdullah. And our Prophet again accepted. And then our Prophet wanted to do the Hajj on that year, but they rejected and they said that no, this year we cannot allow you, but the next year you can come. And this year just you can do your sacrifice and your qurbani in the Hudaybiyah, and then you can return. Our Prophet also accepted. But after that, in the next year, the Prophet with some of the followers, some of the Muslims, they came and they did their pilgrimage. So it shows that our Prophet, he was liking peace. He was agreed with the peace, that the people should live in the peace. The third example is the reconciliation of the Prophet with some of the tribes of the Jewish by the name of Bani Qaynuqa, Bani Nazir, and Bani Quraiza. So these three tribes, they were different from the rest of the tribes which were living in the Mecca. And our Prophet, peace be upon him, said that you should not help and support our enemy, and we will allow you to live in this place, and whatever you want, you can do, but according to the law, and you are allowed to do your ceremony, your religious ceremony. And they accepted, and also there was making peace through the side of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Now the last thing which I would like to tell you here is this, that the policy of bringing peace, the policy of making peace, and the golden saying of the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. Our Prophet said, first of all, the two persons, they should try themselves, that they should become friendly, and they should live friendly. If any quarrel happen between them and occur between them, then they should try to cut it and to finish it before reaching the third day. And there is a famous saying from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who says, أَيُّمَا مُسْلِمَيْنِ تَهَاجَرَ فَمَكَثَ ثَلَاثًا لَا يَسْتَلِحَانِ إِلَّا كَانَ خَارِجَيْنِ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ. If sometimes the two Muslims, if they distribute among each other, and if they continue it more than 3 days, then they will be out of the Islam. خارجين من الإسلام ولم يكن بينهما ولاية فأيهما سبق إلى كلام أخيه كان السابق إلى الجنة يوم الحساب. And whoever be the sooner and he take the first step to become friend with him and to reconcile with him and to bring the peace, so then this person will be the first person, and this person will be entering in the heaven sooner than his friend. So then our Prophet encourages the people that they should try to finish the dispute, and they should do themselves, and they should bring the peace themselves. And it is one of the things that our Prophet said. The second thing is this, that if these two persons, they do not do that, then it is the duty of the Muslim brothers that they should try to bring peace between these two persons. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنِكُمْ. You should be careful about Almighty Allah, and you should make peace among your brothers. The brothers, that they have some problems among each other, then you should finish and solve these problems. Then the second thing is this, that it is the duty of the Muslim brothers that they should try to solve the problems. The third thing is this, that our Prophet said, if this quarrel needs that you should lie, it makes no difference. Why lie is a very great and big sin, and it has and it deserves punishment. But if you are trying to make and bring peace between your brothers, and it needs that you should lie, so no difference. It does not have any sin. Our Prophet says, أصلح بين الناس ولو تعني الكذب. You should try to bring the peace between your brothers, even if you need to tell lie. It makes no difference. And another plus, our Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, Al-Muslihu laysa bikadhibin. Those who are reconciliator, those who are peacemakers, so they are not liars. Even if they say lie, then it makes no difference. And there is another saying from the Holy Prophet who says, Kullu al-kidhb maktubun. All of the lie, they will be written. But the lie which you say for making peace, it will not be written. It will not have any punishment. كل الكذب مكتوب إلا أن يكذب الرجل بين الاثنين ليصلح بينهما. Let me tell you the last saying that Imam Ali alayhi salam said in the end of his life, and he advised his sons and said, Usikuma bitaqwa Allah, I advise you that you should be careful about your duty to Allah. Wa nazmi amrikum, and again I advise you that you should position, you should have your discipline. Wa salah dhat baynikum, in the end our Imam said that whenever there are some dispute among your brothers, it is your duty that you should make a peace and you should bring peace among them. Because فَإِنِّي سَمِعْتُ جَدَّكُمَا, I heard from your grandfather, Prophet peace be upon him. He was saying, يَقُولُ صَلَاحُ ذَاتِ الْبَيْنِ أَفْضَلْ مِنْ عَامَّةِ الصَّلَوَاتِ وَالصِّيَامِ. This making peace, it is better than many of the prayers in keeping the fast. I hope that we all should live together friendly, and our society should live in peace and reconciliations, and also this peace, reconciliation and security should be in our house, in our family. Inshallah, thank you very much as you heard this program. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.